Aquí estamos un martes más en Música Klezmer. Hoy viajamos hasta las frías tierras canadienses para presentaros al acordeonista Geoff Brenner y su disco Klezmer Mongrels de 2008. Este, por cierto, es uno de esos discos en los que se toma el klezmer tradicional como fuente de inspiración para la creación de un nuevo klezmer, digamos. No esperen escuchar hoy ningún Freilach. Es Geoff Brenner y su acordeón en el tema titulado Luck in Exile.
Start to feel as though you're exiled everywhere you go, burdened by the things you know and running out of chances. You have just begun to see how we have felt for centuries, celebrating grief simultaneously to drunken dancing. That's the way, exiles are entrancing. That's the way, when they're drunk and dancing. That's the way, lucky chances. That's the way, get them drunk and dance. Ow! Pretending to hold up the wall, soon the drum will thump and pull her out to take her chance. In a minute she will see a smart young man from Somalia. Pretty babies there will be when they get drunk and dancing.
That's the way,
exiles are entrancing.
That's the way,
when they're drunk and dancing.
That's the way,
lucky chancing.
Antes de emprender su aventura a klezmer, Brenner, natural de Vancouver, Canadá, se hizo conocido por sus actuaciones como cantautor, acordeón al hombro, y por sus mordaces y afiladas letras. Su gran sentido del humor y sus comentarios políticamente incorrectos le han valido el afecto del público canadiense y también del noruego, donde es muy popular. Seguimos, lo hacemos con el tema llamado The Whiskey.
When the matchmaker came to my grandfather to try to make a match between my father and mother. Well, they talked and they talked, but they didn't agree until someone produced a bottle of whiskey. Then they drank and they sang and they danced and they reeled. And in the morning when they woke up, the deal was sealed. Light the wedding, the couple was shy, but fortunately, there was an open bar with plenty of whiskey. That's the reason for my insistence that whiskey is responsible for my very existence. 'Cause they drank and they danced and they suddenly knew what a young couple is supposed to do. The beginning, at my circumcision, everybody drank like Russians. So in the end, when they put me in the land, I want you to bury me with a bottle of whiskey in my hand. 'Cause when it's time to get judged on the judgment day, I know I'm gonna need a whiskey right away.
El primer proyecto musical de Brenner estaba bastante alejado de la música klezmer, ya que era una banda punk llamada The Terror of Tiny Town, que por cierto no tuvieron mucho éxito. Pero en 2005 se produce el punto de inflexión en la carrera de este acordeonista. Convencido de que debía realizar un viaje espiritual a los orígenes judíos de la familia, Brenner emprendió la marcha hacia Rumania. Allí quedó impresionado con los maestros klezmer y se dispuso a estudiarlo. Antes de volver, sufrió una grave infección gastrointestinal que lo mantuvo en el hospital más tiempo del deseado y bueno, pues allí, digamos, obtuvo su graduación como klezmorim. Le escuchamos en otro tema, también con mucho sentido del humor, llamado Authentic Klezmer Wedding Band.
Corporate event, funeral or circumcision, I don't wanna unduly influence your decision. This authentic klezmer wedding band is for hire. This authentic klezmer wedding band is for hire. Ready to embody the cultural values to which you aspire. This authentic klezmer wedding band is for hire. Mysterious and vaguely erotic. You don't wanna know the meaning of the lyric. That just makes it less exotic. This authentic klezmer wedding band is for hire. Hire. This authentic klezmer wedding band is for hire. Hire. wonderful that would be if you come to my history class. I'll teach you the Yiddish for kiss my ass. Because the klezmer wedding band is for high, higher.
Klezmer Mongrels es en realidad el último de una trilogía dedicada al klezmer emprendida por Brenner en 2004 con el álbum Whiskey Rabbi, seguido de Wedding Dance of the Widow Bride de 2007. En este trabajo le acompañan el batería Wayne Adams y la violinista Diona Davis. Nos vamos. Hasta aquí este programa dedicado a Gough Brenner. Lo hacemos con el tema titulado No Tobacco.
Coast of Canada, where growing conditions are ideal for a certain kind of plant, you know, with a certain kind of way to feel. If they ever enforce the law out here, the businessmen would dress in rags. It's a number one industry, and when exports fail, the capital sags. We're so proud that relaxes you with just one hit. That is why you don't need anything to mix with it to give it a kick, that extra kick. So please don't put tobacco in it. Please don't put tobacco in it. Makes me cough. Makes me cough. Take a look at those Turkish girls. They dance on the floor, they pump and sway. You can see how a once great empire might down into sweet decay, sweet decay, sweet decay. The sultan smokes his cares away. Sweet decay, we'll mend those walls another day. But please don't put tobacco in it. Please don't put tobacco in it. They make me cough. The show, if you've got something on you you would like to share with me, now that you have heard my song, you surely must be there with me. If it's brown, we can smoke it on a pen, or ruin the nights like when we were kids. But if it's weak and it needs some help, frankly I'd rather just not bother. So please don't put tobacco in it. Please don't put tobacco in it.